Okay, so game one of the New York Liberty versus Chicago Sky happened tonight at 8 p.m. And let's just say that game didn't go how most fans predicted it would go. Now, early in the game, New York was making shots, missing shots. And Chicago kind of had most of the momentum in the beginning part of the game. Now, interesting fact, neither team had a turnover in the first quarter of the game. Going into the second quarter is when Chicago started like having a lot of turnovers during that quarter. Going into halftime, Sabrina Ionescu was on triple-double watch, along with Candace Parker. The Liberty went into halftime up 3 points, 46-43. Now, it seemed like the momentum and the energy shifted like toward the end of the third quarter, leading into the fourth quarter, where New York just seemed to be clicking. Marin Johannes had an amazing no-look, over-the-shoulder pass to one of her teammates. Definitely going to be a highlight that you're going to see throughout on social media. Chicago tried double-teaming on Sabrina Ionescu, and it really didn't work because she was passing the ball to other teammates that were scoring. Whether it was Stephanie Dolson shooting the ball and she made three or four threes. She ended up with, I think, 16 points. Natasha Howard ended up with 22-10. Sabrina Ionescu ended up ending the game with 22-7-5, I believe it was. Marin Johannes had, I think, 8-7 assists, which was a playoff high for her, which was a career high for her with the assists. Bernard Delaney was getting in there, making buckets. Hanju came in for some minutes for the Liberty and scored some points. It was an overall team effort for the Liberty. Now, for the Chicago Sky, Courtney Vandersloot had a double-double. She had 13-10 to end the game. Candace Parker, I think, ended with either 18-20, 7-5, I think, was her stat line. Khalil Copper had 22 points. But when it really came down to it, it just seemed like toward the end of the game, the Chicago Sky were tired. And they were sloppy. Bad plays, bad defense, bad plays of passing the ball, missing shots. It just seemed like they were just tired. You had two controversial plays in this game. One was on the closeout of Allie Quigley shooting a three, and she made it, making it a 4-point play. And Sabrina Ionescu ended up getting her fourth foul on that call. And that call got upgraded to a flagrant foul. Another call that was controversial was Sabrina Ionescu's, she had an and-one play, and they were complaining about that. So, there were some moments in this game that it seemed like both teams were over it with the refs. But, if the Chicago Sky are going to rely on double teaming Sabrina Nestor. I don't think it's going to work, especially if the rest of her teammates continue to shoot and play how they played tonight. Chicago did do a good job of double teaming on Crystal Dangerfield, causing her to turn the ball over. And I noticed eventually Sandy Brondello took her out the game because she couldn't see over the double team. So that was another thing. And then just toward the end of the game, the Liberty went on a 13-0 run in the last 2 minutes of the game. Chicago wasn't making free throws, wasn't really playing good defense. And I noticed that Emma Mieseman ended up being on the bench a lot, that they played Ezra Stevenson, which scored when necessary for them. Now, Rebecca Gardner also played great defense on Sabrina Ionescu. That's who got the foul on Sabrina Ionescu for Sabrina's 3-point play, and James Wade was not going for that. But I think both teams were playing physical. But I think for Chicago to win, it's just the fact of fixing the defense in transition, not allow fast break points, and more of a team effort, especially as far as Stephanie Dolson and the screens she be setting. You gotta call that out to your teammates so they don't get injured with that. Clea Coppa did go down in the game, holding like her knee and her ankle area. She limped off. She did come back in the game. That did spark a run for the Sky, but they definitely gotta go back and watch this game and see how they're gonna have to attack Sabrina, moving a lot with the ball at when being double teamed and getting into other teammates. And what do you do now that they have Benash Laney back and she can go get a bucket in the post? She can go rebound and put the ball back up. What are you doing with Hanju when she comes in and she can give the Liberty some points off the bench? Like, out of their bench, the only person that scored for the Sky was Ezra Stevens. Rebecca Gardner played good defense for Sabrina, but she didn't score. So, if the Sky are going to have to rely on their starting five for most of their offense, I don't know how that's going to go. I think they got to go to Emma Mieseman more and figure out which matchup between Natasha Howard or Stephanie Dolson can you attack and to get one of them at foul trouble for next game. Surprisingly, in this game, neither Stephanie Dolson or Natasha Howard were in major foul trouble. So that made a big difference in them always being in the game and being able to play physical and not have to worry about fouling. And I think the Sky worried about calls too. They worried about calls the same as the Liberty. They worried about calls with the refs. I think you gotta not keep going at it with the refs and just play. I'm not sure when the next game is, but if it's in New York with the momentum that the Liberty have, it's possible they could steal that game at home. But if I'm the Chicago Sky, we're going back to the drawing board and correcting things, and we're going to win the next game. That game three is, we're really going at it then.